Bagal yun. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Okay. Whew. Let's start. Okay. Hi, guys. This is the Geeky Ones, and welcome to episode number 46. Yes, it's episode number 46, and it's the G1 Climax Midway Point Review. And, you know, for our guests in this episode, we have Derv and Abel of Wrestling After Work. Say hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Woof. Okay. So, yeah. Now, we're at the G1. So, kanina, I just realized that there was a tournament. I kind of, you know, I was so excited to do this episode. I forgot that there's another ABAC tournament happening. So,
right now, like, as of this moment.
Yeah. No, not kanina. Like,
I
was resting. Like I said, you know what? I'm gonna play games. I'm gonna rest, and we'll get ready for the episode. But I forgot that I had to watch another GA block tournament match. Later in the day, which is crazy. And I think tomorrow is B block. So yeah. But yeah, that's the midpoint of G1. So right now we're like, I think we're at the last 4 days of G1 in a way.
Yeah.
So this is a great way to, talk about what's been happening so far, the best things that are working, who's been doing so well, who's been so disappointing, and who's our pick for the final end, which we'll talk about later. Now, okay, I think we'll start with our first segment. So, yeah, wrestling news of the week. Now, I forgot my news, so I guess ABL. I think we'll start with you, muna, ABL.
So, I think that's terribly inappropriate in a sense because this is your show, and I'm doing something But then again, we talked about. Okay, so I have two podcasts at Wrestling After Work. It's the Wrestling After Work main one and the one with Derv, which is Eastside Beatdown. That's where we talk about Japanese. And we recorded one last night. So we were talking about the news. So I think I kind of have a hang of the news right now. So let's talk about first, how do you feel about the Roman Reigns heel run? Because until now, he's creating a lot of buzz.
The Island of Relevancy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ako, with the Roman Reigns heel turn, like it's been something that people have been wanting for a while. Like, they didn't want him as a face because some people felt like, they're just shoving him right in our faces. Na, hey, this is the newest star. This is gonna be the top guy. But no one's buying it now. Like everyone's hating on it. But when I saw that he became heel like recently, when he got the Universal Championship, he got back. Like, holy shit, this is what we've been waiting for. Nah, this is the perfect time for Roman to go heel. Because, we haven't had, I don't think we've had a big wrestling heel in a while. That's not named Brock Lesnar. So, yeah. Like, it's a perfect role for him. Obviously, he has Paul Heyman. Like, shit, getting back means a lot if you're gonna be in the main event right now.
How about you, Derv? How do you feel about the Roman Reigns?
I like it, especially that it's a slow burn story. He's not ultimately a bad guy per se, like 100% bad guy. It's like a slow descent into madness. Little by little by little, every bit, every piece is slowly getting turned away from the hero Roman Reigns and now to the tribal chief, to the Island of Relevancy, which is like super, super pasok.
Roman Reigns!
But sorry. But I really like how it's slow because it's the perfect way how to make someone be the payoff for WrestleMania. If indeed has like the crowds back and all, because it's the moment in WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they might extend it because of the rumored opponent in WrestleMania. So,
which is The Rock. Which is...
Oh, shit.
No,
ultimate tribal chief warfare. Shit, that's kind of like the best, and like the best, or that's the big option that they can take, you know. Because
yeah,
if they're gonna, you know, since it's there's no guarantee that quarantine would be lifted up, so they wanna still draw crowds, get the Rock, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
But dude, I got swerved because I was thinking Derv was gonna say Big E. I'm actually believing it's gonna be Big E versus The Rock. Yeah. The Rock. I mean Roman Reigns.
Oh, no, actually, I was also thinking that. Sorry, Ibe. Yeah, yeah. I think that's gonna happen, but I think it's better if they make this the long term storyline for like 2 years. The plan, establish Big E, and then.
Oh. Like, you're being idealistic, bro. WWE doesn't do that. WWE doesn't. 2 years. WWE doesn't.
2 years.
Storylines. Hell no.
Sometimes they finish stories in like 3 years.
Abruptly.
They didn't even abruptly. Have.
Yung Kofi Kingston. Just, how long was that? Diba parang wala pang 3 months. They just thought about it. Hey, I think we can do 2 months. Oh shit, diba parang. Hey, I think we can tease Kofi almost winning this. Tapos let's see how it goes. Tapos they got Kofi to get the push. I think Big E could have that kind of
story. I think they're willing to experiment right now with Big E. Because Big E's, I mean, compared to Kofi Kingston, I believe Kofi Kingston is like, I'm not discounting his skills and his abilities, but I believe that Kofi Kingston, after the WWE title situation, he was left out in the tag team title, secondary title scene. So, if you're putting the limits on him, there's so much potential going on with Big E because he's very, like, he has promo skills, he has in-ring work, the crowd loves him, social media game is on fire. So, there's nothing you cannot do against Big E. So, but I don't believe it's a one-year storyline. I'm not surprised if what's going to happen is Big E's going to win, and the same way Kofi lost the title. Like, squash match somewhere in the middle of the
Roman
year.
Roman Reigns, Superman punch.
But maybe Roman Reigns, yeah. Someone like that, and then it's done. It's done. That's what I'm expecting, but I hope not.
Yeah, but the thing is with Big E, kasi, that's why how good this is why Big E is the best option. Because I like Kofi. He's like really the ultimate company man. He doesn't complain. He's a workhorse. But ever since the New Day formed and ever since they become like, remember when they were like the annoying heels? And Big E was the one doing the mic work most of the time, aside from Xavier. He was like, he's really this big guy that's really annoying. That's why, like, I fell in love with Big E because he has shown he's like what Abel said, he's the complete package out of the three. If you want the look, the in-ring talent, and in the promo skills, and the connection to the fans, because some fans, kasi, they try to forget the connection to the fans. You can be good with a promo, but if it doesn't connect with the fans, and Big E does have the connection with the fans, and also the social media game.
So good. So, any other thoughts about Roman Reigns? Do we move on to the next piece of news?
I think that's it. Because I want to see more Roman Reigns, heel stuff in the future. And I think it's one of the best things that WWE has done during this pandemic. Because there's not many things to say about what they've been doing. Because it's kind of hard to watch WWE right now, but yeah, I think that's it. So, I think Derv, what's your news for the week?
It's actually not a news, but it's like more of like I want to show sympathy to like my favorite YouTube content creator for New Japan. We've talked about this offline, Wrestling and Ranting, because from what I've read, let me go to his Twitter. Yeah, because I really felt sad because this is the guy I love hearing after a big New Japan show. And apparently his content were taken down by
YouTube
New Japan and TV Asahi.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Okay.
double copyright strike in a way.
Yeah, so yeah, as in so many people have been showing their what you call this, their support for Rastin and Rantin. Here's one tweet. I'd like to thank TV Asahi, YouTube's automated system, and New Japan celebration of its Western content creators. If I had covered WWE, this wouldn't be an issue. Let him know, turn him off, whatever. I'm taking a break, getting into the other things I love in life. So that's the thing that made me sad the most, because New Japan is his favorite org. And to be forcefully stopped.
To be shut down by the company that he was following for so long.
And it's the company he loved. It's really like he's covering this, like, even one of my former bosses, I told him, listen to this guy for New Japan. It's like most of the time he get things right. And he even called the Ibushi win last year. Although it was a bit obvious, but it's like he still called it from the start. So yeah, that's the news. And then also like to know your thoughts about this type of companies with the copyrights, because one of the other famous guys that is notoriously getting copyrighted is Botchamania, Matthew.
Oh man, every week, every other week, nawawagay yung videos. Yun, diba?
Yeah.
Have, like, some sort of expiration date.
Yeah.
So you have to watch it immediately. Like when he posts, you just have to go, para tapos na.
Yeah, but it's like I'm with WWE. I think they have they've become lenient if you don't use like videos, I think. But with New Japan, it's starting to get really, really bad, because I think it's just a result of Japan locking down on piracy, I think, and copyright infringement.
They're pretty old school in a way. Tapos, you know, they're really, really strict sa any form of like intellectual property na their company's own, so sobrang hassle na. Like, if you're gonna look at it, pati like Nintendo, their emulation, they shut down so many sites.
And so, also, last one. I don't know if you know this guy, Showbuckle. I think he gained
Showbuckle is so good. He gained
notoriety for that. Tetsuya Naito video he did before Wrestle Kingdom 12. I think that was one of the biggest factors on why. If you listen to, I still don't want to watch that match, because like I was in tears after that match. But like the entrance there had the loudest pop of an entrance in New Japan, in Wrestle Kingdom recent memory. I think.
Do you guys cry? Do you guys cry in wrestling matches?
I did cried. Wrestle Kingdom 14.
I cried after the first episode of AEW Dynamite, because I was like, no, I'm not kidding. I was watching it and I was just, oh my. And then I heard Tony Schiavone call the first, no, I think Jim Ross called the first line. I was already having goosebumps and everything. And then because I caught Nitro back here in the Philippines when
TNT was still.
It was Cartoon Network, like after 9 o'clock. After 9 o'clock,
well, nine o'clock. It becomes
9 o'clock of Cartoon Network. It becomes TNT. And I just watched Monday Nitro, and I heard Tony Schiavone, I think it took me back to that time, and I cried. Like I was just, oh my god, why am I crying? This is wrestling. I'm crying.
Oh shoot! Probably if there was one match na I teared up talaga was I think yung 7-star match ni Omega and Okada, kasi like. You know, like Kaden, when will you give him this win, man? And then
I didn't cry, but yung akin kasi I was really tired after watching that. Like, really, you know that feeling when you just got after a workout and it's like so intense. And then after that, my mom was asking, why are you panting? I was like, smoking my cigarette. I was like, I'm good. I was really tired from watching that match, because like the emotional high from the last fall, the one they were doing the third fall already, was like, yeah. But like, yeah, Wrestle Kingdom 14. Actually, if I'm still watching it, like not daily, like if I can try to watch it, I'm still the actually it's the tears from the Nitro entrance when he does that walk when he is like the white gown.
Oh,
actually, goosebumps now. Goosebumps
now. Actually, well, him winning in Wrestle Kingdom this January was really like a highlight. Hanggang ngayon, yun pa rin yung highlight ko of the wrestling highlight of 2020. Like, you can't.
I'm thinking this. Thought of that of day two, that night to win.
By the way, before we even go like anything further, since we're talking about Naito, and since we're talking about New Japan, and it's also part of the news, Chris Jericho, I think, broke the walls, literally.
Proverbial
walls.
I think
of professional wrestling.
There was a news that I'll mention since I forgot mine. I think Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho celebrated his 30th anniversary. Like, holy crap, ganun pala siya katagal nag-wrestle. You know, he's been wrestling all over the world. Nag-New Japan siya. Like, I watched a few of his Young Lion matches. Kasama niya ata si Black Tiger, which was Eddie Guerrero.
He was Lionheart and the other one is Black Tiger.
So then,
and for some reason, they have, like, animal names.
See one who shall not be named.
We can still call him Pegasus Kid. Kasi mukhang they wanna have. Kasi diba, like, I think Prince Devitt inherited that name at one point. So yeah.
When he first started.
So yeah, okay. Chris Jericho, breaking the walls down in his own way. Imagine that episode of Dynamite had more than 5 references to New Japan.
I think 7 more.
Kind of subtle shout-outs. Of course, yung shout-out coming from Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Yes, my friend.
Which was his opponent for Wrestle Kingdom earlier this year, the Forbidden Door match na, which was shut down by Jericho himself. Sobrang wild. But yeah, I think, as much as people would say that there might not be a deal happening, I think it's in the long term, it can happen. Maybe not now, not this year. Maybe later next year. Kasi, yung AEW, kasi it's pretty new. It's so new. Like, people forget na AEW is just a year old. Like, everyone's treating it like it's been there for 5 years na parang Impact Wrestling or Ring of Honor. So, yung criticism that AEW gets is really, really, really heavy kasi they're stacking up themselves against WWE, NXT, tsaka New Japan every month, the whole year. So, I think opening the walls is good for the long term kasi New Japan would always still look for partnership, they want the excursion to happen, so yun
service sweating hard because AEW hate.
Oh my god.
No, in my defense, there's still two names that can, like, I'm not against it, like AEW, let's be honest. Like, if you think about it, most of the athletes in AEW can transition better into New Japan than some of the wrestlers. Yeah, but there are two names that is still blocking the forbidden door. Kidani and Sugabayashi.
And the owner of that would stop in New Japan, it's New Japan itself, which is crazy. Those two guys. Yeah.
I have a conspiracy theory, though, about New Japan. Because what happened was, so Harold Mage was the president of New Japan, and then he got cut off, right? And immediately after getting cut off, they started just posting whatever. Like, all New Japan shit. Like, Kenny Omega posted New Japan shit. Young Bucks posted New Japan shit. Orange Cassidy posted New Japan shit. Evil Uno wanted to go into World Tag League. Like, I think the reason was when Kenny Omega won the championship, the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, Harold Mage was the president. And then I think they were having plans of we're going to bring you in. You're going to be the biggest stars of New Japan, especially like foreign stars of New Japan. You'll be the biggest team, biggest group. Like the Elite will be a big fixture in New Japan, and then they all left for AEW. So that speaks volumes in a sense. Like, I think Mage had a big plan, and because the plan didn't come into fruition, tablado sila lahat. Like, no, you're not gonna come in New Japan anymore. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, as long as you're Elite, like you're the Elite, you're done. That's why if you see John Moxley, Jericho, they're unaffected. Why? Because they weren't there.
Oh, they weren't Elite there. Tapos, they're kind of like, they have the, tsaka they have the best deals. Like, parang open yung contract nila for New Japan, AEW, crossovers. And, well, technically, kay Moxley, it's not a crossover. He's somewhat a roster member pa rin.
Yeah, he's contracted, I think. It's an open contract, but I think he's still under New Japan. And also with Harold Mage, kasi I think with what Abel said, and that, because Kenny, I think, said before that the plan, according to his story, was him and Naito for the double title, right? And Naito finally beating Okada at the Dome, but for the IC. But then the other story is, kasi is like, it was only, like, Kenny was supposed to lose the Manda belt to Okada at Madison Square Garden. So we really don't know. And I honestly, I know ABL knows, and now you know that I hate AEW. Not really hate. It's like, it's not for me. I just first pay-per-view I saw, like, not for me. But I respect, like, with how ABL likes it. And I think, yeah, I'm not against it going to AEW and New Japan into a partnership, because I think AEW wrestlers will transition better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I think we can start with our G1 Climax review. Before we start, shout out to Kiyo. Hello, hello.
I just watched
your stream. Now you're watching mine. So, awesome stuff. Now, okay. So, for the G1 Climax review, we have to make this a bit snappy. And since there's like, how many wrestlers? There's 20? 20 wrestlers?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know, I forget na G1 is one of the biggest tournaments in the year. But I noticed that pala, it's tournament season in Japanese wrestling. Kasi All Japan and NOAH, they have their own tournaments. Like the Championship Carnival and N1, which I think nauna sila matapos.
N1's in the finals already.
N1's in the finals.
I love the finals. I love the finals. I swear.
But yeah, I'm happy that Japan has this tournament season, because it's a great midway point for their biggest wrestlers to participate. Tapos it sets up their main event. So like it sets up the main event for the big shows in the next year, which is awesome talaga. Okay. Let's start. So quick fire thoughts. So, what do you think of the G1 Climax so far? I think, I'll start with this one. Compared to last year, I think I kind of like this G1 better than last year. Maybe it's because I get to watch it more closely compared to last year. Because last year, I missed a few shows since I am a bit more busy and I'm not at home constantly. But I think I like this one more because it just feels a bit more balanced para sa akin. Like there's something about it that it feels more like every wrestler has a chance. Or maybe it's just because Suzuki is back in G1 and it balances the power ratings of every wrestler there. It increases the overall talent pool of the talent level for the G1, which is good. But yeah, I kinda like the schedule then. The schedule is shorter and it's more tight compared to compared to last year. Like no tag matches. Tapos the only C block we get is the Young Lions facing three Young Lions facing each other every tournament
day,
which is tiring. But since they're Young Lions, that's probably the lesson that they have to learn, since they can't go excursion then during this pandemic. But I like this year's G1 because it's a more focused tournament. Saka, the way that they organized it is schedules, tournament dates are close to each other, but it won't really tire you out completely. Because that's what I noticed. Like, a lot of wrestlers here are have a lot of energy every match. So, you know.
Yeah.
I like this. But yeah, that's my thought. I like this more focused version of the G1, this pandemic version. So, yeah. Derv, what are your thoughts? Sige.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. It is it first, as a viewer, it isn't a chore to watch compared to like last year when you had the tag matches and with the wrestlers competing in tag matches the day before, they get tired even more because it's the cumulative body damage, like the fatigue, you know. So it's like good for the wrestlers and good for us, the fans. And also, it actually turned out really well because you can do it, although there's a break. It's like, it's not a chore to watch, like what I said. And I actually like it because another point you said, it's competitive this year. Because last year, the main thing was, well, actually, Abel's favorite wrestlers win. Let's go back to 2016 when Abel's favorite wrestler, Kenny, won the G1. That is the most competitive G1 I've seen recently. And then the past three were like, ah, you know, this guy's winning. Especially like G1 27, it's obviously Naito who's gonna win. Because and then 28 is a bit of a surprise with Tanahashi because they swerved us in the middle. But last year was also really, really, really obvious. Like, you know, Ibushi's gonna win it.
Because he didn't win the previous one. So
yeah, and he lost the belt, the Intercontinental belt. Because Naito, I think, also lost the Intercontinental belt before winning G1 27.
Ayun.
Yeah. So yeah, it's better for us. And in the pandemic ridden world, they've done the best that they could do. So that's my thought so far.
Nice, nice. So ABL, your turn.
I haven't been watching a lot of G1. I only watch the G1 matches that or G1 cards in general that have like really good main events. Like those are the like certain I only watch certain matches. Yeah. I don't like a lot. But sometimes I get the hang of certain matches. But before I start with the G1, I'd like to like shine a little light on the Young Lions. I love the Young Lions first, but I'm getting really impressed because I caught him back then when he was in What Culture Pro Wrestling. I love Gabriel Kidd. He looks so good. And like when he first started in What Culture, he was like this fat kid, like just trying, like baby face, super baby face, just trying to get in, like trying to cut into the business. And when he got there, when he decided, I'm going to take the New Japan route, I'm going to get serious about pro wrestling, you're not going to see me anymore in a lot of this gimmick matches and whatever. I thought, hey, good job for you. This gets you more exposure. This puts you in a different notoriety level because once they know that you're from a New Japan dojo system, your stock immediately goes high. Like whatever, AEW, WWE, anyone hiring, even New Japan themselves, your stock goes high. So the reason why I like him, because I see a lot of, not William Regal, but Steven Regal, old Steven Regal back in WCW New Japan, because I used to watch Steven Regal wrestle. Like he was one of the most stiffest, but one of the most careful performers in the history of pro wrestling. But what I liked him is his sense of realism, the way he just takes you, like he does a move, like he does the striking and everything. Like he looks so polished right now because What Culture gave him personality, and New Japan gave him that edge of like he can be champion, he can be something. So
yeah,
that's the Young Lion part. But with G1, kind of disappointed maybe because I was missing surprises, and I think that's my disappointment from every single G1, because to me G1 is like a Royal Rumble to the WWE.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find like who's the surprise entrant, like when they introduced Nakajima, Katsuhiko Nakajima, and in one of the G1s, I was like, yo, cross promotional. That's pretty cool. That's amazing. And then the year after, so I think Omega, I think that was, oh, no, same year as Omega won. But like the next year, if I'm correct,
Mapuji.
I hope.
I think Mount Fuji. Yeah, Mount Fuji. Mount Fuji.
And then the year after, Osprey went a weight up. So and then, oh no. I think it's Shingo. But there's at least a surprise. Not necessarily like cross promotional surprise, but there's a surprise every single time. Or if it's not a surprise, like surprise entrant or surprise surprise entrant. There's someone who gives out a surprise performance. Like, whoa, Jeff Cobb looks really, like, honestly, this G1 climax, Jeff Cobb looks really good. But like in past G1s, I was like really looking for that. And right now it kind of had the same vibe. Like, but it's not New Japan's fault, because I feel like there was a lot of doors to open, but you know, the pandemic thing wasn't a good thing for them. But I think it gave me more appreciation for the wrestlers that I enjoyed a lot, because I love Naito, I love Ibushi, I love Sanada. So like those four guys, like, you know, they're gonna come out. So every time I see them, Ishii is always an MVP. Like, where whatever tournament or even a match, like anything he just goes into, he's always good. So they're consistent ones. But yeah, I think we can talk about it later. But like, for example, Takahashi, Yujiro Takahashi. I feel like this should have been his way to solidify himself as, not necessarily like full on, hey, I'm gonna go for the heavyweight title. No. But like something, hey, I'm still a wrestler. I'm still serious about becoming.
And I'm still relevant.
I'm still relevant, at least. And then I see him losing matches. Like, same way with Chase Owens. Chase Owens, I really love Chase Owens' work. Yeah. But the problem was, like, he was just losing matches. Like, yo, just give him a fucking win. Just at least one. And then, you know, maybe he won. I never found out. Did he win? Did Yujiro win?
Not yet.
Exactly my point. So, yeah, but everything else, so good.
Yeah, let's go back to that later, because actually, one of the guys who, when Abel mentioned Yujiro, is like, it's my time to shine. It's the one that I'm going to mention later is the guy who I think really, like, oh, you're a star.
Okay.
And I think you knows who it is.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Let's go to our next segment. Now, this one, since there's 20 wrestlers, this is what the best solution for this is to, you know, give a review in one sentence. So, I think this is crazy because 20 wrestlers. Oh, Steven is here. Woo.
Hi.
Hi, Steven. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, you're just in time
for the camera.
You for the G1 climax. I'll do this by lowest points in each block, alternate block. So this is like
in my G1
Wikipedia. Lowest point to highest points in the G1. So unfortunately, I have to start with this guy. Okay, let's start with Yujiro. So Yujiro Takahashi, my one sentence review is he's so close yet so far. That's one for me that describes Yujiro right now. Sadly, especially what happened kanina when I was watching. So yeah. How about you guys? I think Steven, you have your one sentence review for Yujiro.
Disappointing.
you hear the ciphers like,
oh, Yujiro.
I mean, okay. So si Yujiro kasi, okay, we all know that he's taking the Bad Luck Fale position, diba? Kasi Bad Luck Fale is stuck in New Zealand with Henare. Obvious naman, diba? I mean, it's expected. I mean, I'm not surprised with Yujiro's record. Last year, again, naman si Fale, di ba? I mean, 2 years ago, Fale was in this exact position.
Fale had at least 2 wins at that, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, with a roll-up, di ba? With roll-up.
Yeah, with roll-up. Wrestling
roll-up master, di ba?
Large guy doing a roll-up.
Pero the thing with Yujiro is, he's showing hints of the old... He's showing hints of the old No Limit Yujiro. Think about it. He is. Kahit alam ni eliminated na siya, he just wants to like show the world na, hey, I can still go. I could get a title.
I'm and more than what happened.
Yeah. Sorry, medyo nag-tangent ako. But with what happened earlier, do you think it's possible Jay White gets kicked out of Bullet Club as is Bullet Club tradition now? Na every 2 years, you're gonna kick out the leader?
I think we can talk about that later. But yeah, that's a good question. Okay. I think we'll start now. Abel, what's your review for Yujiro? Since, you know...
I was about to say what you said, Drew, but I'm just gonna go and say blue balls. That's my because as you said, Steve, like you have glimpses of brilliance, but he couldn't quite make something out of it. Like that's my thing, and I like Yujiro, especially when he was in No Limit with Naito.
Naito,
I thought they
yeah.
start, but you know Naito. Just went on to become a bigger star and Yujiro just got left out. But I feel like this should have been his going out party. Like this G1 should have been his going out party. I mean, I forgot who's... Maybe I think it was Yoshihashi when he got left out of a previous G1 and then he came back the next G1.
Yeah, last year he was came, out. He was out last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, he was out. But and when Suzuki. He came back... And he went back to the G1. He looked like legitimately strong. He wasn't winning, but he looked strong. Like he was getting close, false finishes and everything. So I felt like he should have been getting more of that, but he wasn't getting it. So I was like, oh, man. They're just thrashing Takahashi at this point. So that's me. Blue balls. There we go.
Okay, Derv, your turn.
You've said everything I wanted to say. And mine is only Giannetti.
Derv and I can attest to that. That he is like, forget the term Marty Jannetty. It's now the Takahashi. I think it is.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
For all we know, the guy has never admitted to killing someone when they were teenagers. So I don't want to even make Yujiro look that bad. Like he doesn't look that bad. Besides, without Yujiro, where's Peter?
Yeah, all the power is with Peter. So,
but actually, good point. All the power is with Peter.
I think Ishii summed it up with this backstage segment. You're not even the most interesting part of your entrance.
Oh my god!
Probably the harshest thing. Ishii doesn't really talk too much, but that one just it's like Ishii threw 10 suplexes on Yujiro without having. So
he makes a great point. He makes a great point, man. Like imagine you were tagging. You were almost like. On the verge of becoming the next big heavyweight tag team with Naito. And then you just left. If I'm correct, I think Yujiro betrayed Naito.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yujiro joined. I think Yujiro joined Bullet Club after that. Yeah.
Oh, Chaos.
Chaos.
They were in Chaos. They were in Chaos already. When they were starting.
Oh, right.
Naito was in Chaos.
Yeah, okay. I got refreshed. But. Yeah, that's my problem with Yujiro. Like, or maybe it's not Yujiro's fault. Who knows? Because maybe it's just management's fault of not booking him properly. But maybe. I like his work. But the problem is maybe one thing's missing from him is, and I think that's missing with a lot of professional wrestlers these days. It's like a really definitive finish. Because you have a lot of moves. So now you're putting in this emphasis on like, example, this is a stat that came out, I think 2 years ago, and I got like blown out of my mind. No one gets up of the One Winged Angel. Like, it has in some degree, if you look at the G1 climax when he first debuted as the cleaner, from there to today, it has a 100% win rate whenever he hits the One Winged Angel. So it applies to almost everything. Like, Okada has the Rainmaker. It has a weak-ass win rate right now, but back then it was super strong. So you have to look at it that way in a sense. Like, if Yujiro has to get to the next step, he has to look at a finishing move that looks devastating so he can look strong. But, you know, and it's the entrance too. Like, the way Ishii said it.
But yeah, let's go. That's a different story. But yeah. Okay. I think we can go with let's go with Yoshihashi. Okay.
Yoshi.
Okay. For me, Yoshihashi, my review is just is his catchphrase right now, which is get back up. Like, dude, the guy's been trying his best. He got he's the last in his block. He's gone from finals contention. But holy crap, this this 2020 Yoshihashi is the best version of himself, you know, like for the past 3 years. Like, damn, great guy. Yeah, that's my review. Steven, your turn.
On Yoshihashi,
he feels like he was doubting.
Happy. I'm happy. I'm happy that he's finally getting the recognition he deserves. Because, okay, so recently, diba, madaming talk about AEW, New Japan, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Parang, I personally am not a fan kasi sa tingin ko, very few people on AEW can even match. Like, very few people on AEW can even match the work rate of somebody like Yoshihashi. And Yoshihashi is supposed to be kind of like the bottom tier level guy of New Japan. I personally, excluding the Elite, Archer, and Moxley, basically anyone who's appeared before.
Who's appeared in New Japan,
Yeah, like, basically, yung mga former New Japan guys dun. Excluding them, like, very few can probably match with Yoshihashi. Maybe Christopher Daniels, obviously, kasi a very underrated chef. Frankie Kazarian, Scorpio Sky.
No, but they appeared in Japan already. That's true.
Curry, man.
Like, if we're talking about people who haven't appeared, like Jungle Boy, like Marco Stunt. Like, Luchasaurus is more of a DDT guy. Like, I don't see him ever, you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Luchasaurus is DDT, definitely.
Diba? Anyway, like Yoshihashi for me is, I'm happy that he's doing well now. Like, Yoshihashi's G1 this year may not have the most, may not be very successful in terms of wins and losses, pero match quality is amazing. That's all.
Headhunter. Okay. Abel, your turn.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and say to Steve on this one, I'm going to go with his answer, but to defend AEW a little bit. No, but no, I'm kidding. But the reason why AEW can't, I agree with Steve on that one. Even if I love AEW, some of the AEW talent can't reach the level at least of Yoshihashi. But for different reasons, because New Japan is very sport-like, so it's supposed to really come out as competitive as it is. Unlike in AEW, it has to look story-wise, like TV ready. So you have to be. I think the way they shoot everything out of their creative juices and everything, they have to make it seem like, hey, you have to be ready for a 5-minute match and you have to look good in 5 minutes, or you can go 30 minutes and you can look good even in both. But yeah, most of them are really like stuck in that TV time limit, so that's their problem. But I'm going with Derv too, the way he said that AEW has better chances of catching up. I mean, if they did the tie-up, they can catch up, but not quite. Like, Yoshihashi to me is I'm glad that he's getting this chance, and I am offended that he was left out of G1 last year. Why? Because 2 years ago he had this amazing match in G1 against Yuji Nagata. It was like balls to the wall, slap fest, strike fest, everything, and Yoshihashi won. And I was like, yo, this should put him in a different level right now. He can play. He can, like, he just showed up and he got left out of the next year, which I was like, that's a slap in the face to me. So, but everything now, he's so good. I'm just waiting for his chance to get to his second gear. Because once he gets to a second gear, he'll be like, well, never championship is already out of the question. Because I think they're moving never to strong. But
no, I don't think so. Because they still have the belt in Japan. The belt is still in Japan.
But they're doing the tournament. They're doing the never tournament. They're
putting the never name in strong.
Yeah. So I think they're moving it soon. Soon, not now, but maybe never title is out of the question, but maybe like Intercontinental Championship or the United States Heavyweight Championship. Yoshihashi can just go for any because I feel like these performances solidify him as a really good hand, but not in the heavyweight ranks. Maybe not yet. Maybe, you know, you'll never know, but he's a great guy. Amazing, amazing performance.
Yes.
By the way, mag 45 minutes na tayo. I think we have to focus. We need to do the one sentence thing na talaga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, guys, so, 45 minutes na.
Okay, let's go, Derb. Your review for.
Sorry, guys.
I have lots of things to say about Yoshihashi and how I'm impressed. But my one liner is, you're a fucking star.
Yes. True guy. True hero.
I don't know how to do a star. Yes.
If you're having a bad 2020, you can look at Yoshihashi. Look, he took a freaking decade to win a title. Now he has a title, boys.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Right. Next up. So I'm organizing by points. I'm kind of sad. This is third worst guy. Kenta. Okay. Okay, one sentence for Kenta. All I can say is I feel bad for his briefcase.
It's destroyed. It's practically destroyed.
Destroyed. Steven, what's your review for him?
In one sentence, I'm glad to see the dating simulator back. That's all I can say.
Oh my God.
The Kenta dating simulator is the best.
Have right, a date thanks. With the Noah boy. Okay, I think maybe let's go.
Kenta, yeah. I'm going to say Kenta is relaxed. Why? Because he already knows he's going to have a title match. So, I mean, I get his mindset. If that's how they're writing it, if he's planning to like just cruise out of G1 because he already has a briefcase, who the fuck cares?
Yeah,
I'm good.
Okay, let's go Derb for Kenta.
Yeah, this is just a foreshadowing, most disappointing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa. Nice. Harsh as hell.
Okay, let's go. Next guy is Jeff Cobb. Now, I think what I can say for Jeff Cobb is, damn, probably, I don't know, how can I put this into a single sentence? Suplex machine, you know, Jeff Cobb is a human suplex machine, and yeah, that's mine, like, I don't care, 6 points? Doing better, but yeah, Steven, your turn.
I'm glad he's doing better than last year. That's my one sentence review.
So, okay,
I'm gonna go ahead and say, I'm glad he signed with New Japan.
Yes,
I'm glad he signed. He didn't sign with AEW. Yes,
let's go. I'm glad
he's no longer with ROH, but yeah, that's a different story. Yeah, okay, your turn.
Mine. Way better than Elgin.
Okay.
That's a different story, but yeah.
Yeah.
Elgin boy.
Next up.
Okay, next up is Juice Robinson. Okay, I can say this. Best backstage segments of the tournament. That's my review of Juice. He has good matches too.
Yeah.
Go, Steven, your turn.
Two words, Tony Storm.
Love it.
He's okay. If it was a one word review, it's rejuvenated because of Tony Storm. Anyway, okay. Let's keep going. Abel.
Okay, Abel.
Happy with his performance. That's it. Because he did Blues Brothers outfit. He looks amazing. The haircut's good. The girlfriend too. So everything else just worked out for him.
He may not win G1, but he's already a winner right now. But yeah, okay. Yeah. Your turn.
For mine, you've said everything. Mine is second favorite match of the G1 so far.
Against who?
Nice.
Naito.
Okay.
That's the second one.
I'll talk about that. We'll talk about that match a bit later. But let's go with next guy. Oh, Shingo. Shingo Takagi. I think my review for Shingo is, still the same. Like, strong as ever. If I compare it from his performance last year to this year, it's still the same. Still the same Shingo. You know, still the same fast-paced boy, fast-paced heavyweight guy. So, that's mine. Okay, Steven, your turn.
Not bad. Next.
Abel.
I'll go with a beast because he's just a performance. Like, he looks like a guy on steroids. Like, he just goes. Like, that's it. Like, put him in a match with anyone. He can go. The next Ishii. There.
Are they the same age?
But I think he's now the Ishii who's like the MVP of G1 or most of the time the MVP who's going to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Derv, your turn.
Five star match. Only five star match.
Never going for.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's good. Shingo. Next. Oh crap! My notes. Okay. Next up. Oh, Zack Sabre Jr. Okay. I think. My review for Zack Sabre Jr. is. He can no longer blame Boris Johnson for his match quality. Well, I can say that he's way better than last year. ZSJ, man. ZSJ. Always a pleasure. Steven, your turn.
Pretty much the same as you. No more blaming Boris Johnson and better than last year. That's it.
Okay. Abel?
Same sentiments, but sign with AEW. That's it.
Wow.
No, I don't see him. I don't see him. Like, they're not giving him a chance to become a heavyweight star, which I'm terribly disappointed because he had the match with Okada. And he did great. He did like gangbusters, but after that, he just went down the card. Like, what the fuck?
I think it's gonna be about patience because the heavyweight tag is his first. NJPW belt. Yeah. So I think we'll get him in the Intercontinental scene soon enough. I really think that the fact that the Intercontinental belt is with Naito right now really hurts the fact that we could have had an IC champion with ZSJ right now or Shingo. Yeah. Anyway,
Derv. Okay, Derv, your turn for ZSJ.
Yeah, like you guys said, as good as last year.
Yeah,
not as good as 2018, but still good.
Okay.
Next guy is Minoru Suzuki. Okay. I can just say, welcome back, Murder Grandpa. Damn,
yes.
We missed you so much.
Yes, so, welcome back.
Yeah.
You know, I miss Suzuki destroying the shit out of anyone. So yeah, that's my take on him, Steven. Oh shit.
Insert evil laughter here. That's it.
Okay, Abel?
Expected. Because you know Suzuki's just going to come out and kill anyone. So I'm happy with his performance. No doubt.
Always. Derv?
Derv.
Taichi Gun.
Whoa! Whoa!
Oh!
Okay.
Someone dropped the ball.
Okay, all right, next after Suzuki.
Next guy, Next guy is Sanada, and my guy is the comeback is just real. He's gonna be there. So yeah, that's Sanada. Boy, let's go, Steven, your turn.
I want him to destroy. Okay, I used to say that Jay and Sanada would be the final, but I have a bad feeling that it's gonna be Osprey Sanada because you know Osprey sells tickets in Japan. I want Sanada to destroy Osprey. That's it.
If they reach the fight.
Same sentiments on killing Osprey, but G1 climax win.
That's good. Third, your right, turn.
Fireflies, Ryo Goku, see you next time.
Okay,
for context, I really forced that Fireflies poster for this episode. I really wanted that. This is not gonna be a G1 review episode if that's not gonna be the freaking cover. But yeah. Okay, next guy is Taichi.
Oh man.
The Holy Emperor is gonna be in Taichi Gunsoon. That's my take on him, you know. Our Gordon Savior, as CSJ would say, our Gordon Savior is here. Let's go, Steven.
Legitimate star. That's it.
Taichi. Shit. ABL.
He proved me wrong. I thought And the last thing Derb said, Taichi Gun.
Taichi Gun.
All right, Derb.
Anything to add besides
Taichi? Yeah, I was like, this is my review. Before I was fuck Taichi, now I'm like, yes, Taichi. because imagine him cheating, right? That's the thing. When he didn't cheat, like fans are rooting for him, and he's like proving it now that he can do it without the cheating methods.
Okay, let's go with Toriano. Okay.
Oh, Yano.
You know, dude, there are many people that could be called ace, but you know, the one true ace of New Japan is Toriano.
Okay, mine is King of Pro Wrestling, hands down. All right, ABL, your turn.
I'm gonna say Bracket Buster. He's not gonna win.
Yes.
He's not gonna win, Bracket, but he's gonna Buster, fuck up your brackets like. That's it.
You already did the first time around. So, yeah, let's go.
Dick Togo's Spoiler Club t-shirt has to have Yano's face on it. Because he's the real spoiler.
Spoiler Club. There's only one real Spoiler Club here, and that's not Dick Togo. Okay.
Yeah.
Next guy is Tomohiro Ishii. What can I say? What can I say about Ishii that hasn't been said way before? The most consistent G1 performer for the past 3 years. I can say that. So that's my take on Ishii. You know, never gonna win, but you know, whenever he loses, it's still like he's winning. Let's go, Steven, your turn.
All right. So after this, we should really do one words now, because we're at 1 hour. We're gonna have to split this into two parts. Anyway, after Yano, we'll do the one words now. Who are we at now? Sorry, after Yano.
No. Ishii.
With Ishii, consistent and brutal wrestler. That's it. ABL.
My favorite wrestler for the past 7 years.
Nice.
7 years. Yeah, so there's your next.
Social distancing personified by a wrestler.
Oh, sakit.
Saddest thing in wrestling, right? One of the saddest. Right. Okay, yeah. Next is Hiroki Goto. Now,
all right, one word.
Oh no, I can't say. Oh well, It's not gonna be one word, but it's a phrase.
Sige,
not PNG one this year.
Oh man.
Okay.
Can we do a phrase then? Just a short phrase.
Yeah. Just a short phrase. Because we're gonna have to split this thing into two parts. I'm gonna have to release this into two parts now.
Yeah. Awesome
part. Anyway, let's keep going.
Steven.
Goto. Middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Abel.
Roman Reigns was being pushed down her throats.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So they're...
Oh my god.
That's
it's
me.
So bad. I'm gonna like turn off the lights. It's so sad.
Yeah. Yeah, so Goto, your first G1 was the first one. I was the best one.
Oh shit. Oh my god.
Because he won the first G1 that he had.
Sad. Yeah, he did.
Sad Goto sounds. Anyway, next. Oh, now we're at the cream of the crop here.
Cream of the crop.
Uchika Oka. No. Let's go with Hiroshi Tanahashi first. Okay. oh my god, this guy.
I think Abel's gonna say, I know what I'm gonna say. So go, Jude. Sorry.
You know, busted knees don't care.
Tang ina totoo yan.
Yeah,
shit. Holy shit, yun lang. Holy shit.
Holy shit for Tanahashi.
Yeah, man. Abel.
Abel.
This is one where like he has to go. Not like Saber, but same. Sign with AEW. Just do the match. Just cross over, man. He doesn't need to prove anything anymore. That's it.
It's all right, there.
In the tune of his entrance song, Go Ass, because I wouldn't forget that picture of him getting his
Go Ass. You know, yeah, he drew.
Yeah.
Ass of the universe, let's just say that.
Ass of the universe, so true.
Okay, next. Oh, my favorite guy. Holy shit. All right, next guy is Evil. Okay.
Go for it. What?
That's my take for Evil. No more Go Bros, man.
Oh.
That's, I hate this guy. Anyway, let's go, Steven. Your turn.
Disappointing.
Okay. ABL.
What you guys said. Like, I don't need to know. I don't need the low blows anymore. Too much.
All right.
How about you, Derb?
Worst IWGP champion since Bob Sapp.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
It's hard. Dude, hard. Oh, my God.
Bob Sapp.
I think he was just being biased because Naito is his favorite.
No, but it's like really bad. It's like you don't enjoy his match. Like the Hiromu match was good, but it's like...
Yeah.
Spoiler club is shit.
Okay. Okay, now we're at the better parts of this. Okay, now I want to get this guy off the list. So Will Ospreay, I'll just say, you know, be responsible, please.
Okay. As for Ospreay, if you guys really want to send a message to New Japan Pro Wrestling, I will be dropping a link. I'll be adding the link of their contact form at the end of this podcast. I'm gonna put it on the Spotify, so I'm gonna hyperlink it so that everyone can just send their concerns. That's it.
And a nice, kindly worded, passive aggressive email. Anyway, Abel, your turn.
I have no comment for that, man.
All right.
Not even a man. Just I have no comment for that boy.
How about right. Peter?
Turn him heel soon. That's it.
All right.
Okay, now.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I just have to interject, Jude, one thing. The Super J podcast, did mention the rumor could... Theory is... Diba, Jay was interrupted by Gedo kanina. Theory is we're gonna get The Cleaner 2.0 with Will Ospreay, and then we're gonna get babyface Jay White. So Jay White will become the Jay White of before, and Will Ospreay could become the Cleaner 2.0 and join Bullet Club. I don't know. We'll see. Well,
sad story.
Yeah, anyway, after Ospreay.
Next is okay. Next guy, Kazuchika Okada. Okay, my review. Throw away the money clip. That's it. That's it.
Okay, as for myself, Okada was better. That's it.
Okada. Okay, how about you guys? ABL.
Expected. Like, you already know he's going to be top, so. I'm good. I'm good.
How about you there?
Dominion 2021.
Shit. Okay, okay, okay.
Torch bearer. Anyway, next is Kota Ibushi. Oh man, fighting spirit.
Okay. Mine is God with a capital G. Abel.
I hope this doesn't sound as discriminatory as possible, but if I were gay, I'd wish to have him as my husband.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. There.
The most impressed I've been with the himbo.
No.
Because that's the thing, right? People are saying he's, you know.
He's right.
He's right.
Bro. Okay, I just read the description of himbo. Holy shit, that's so true. Okay, evidence. Evidence. All in. All in 2018, 2019.
Was it? Yeah, he lost his stuff, right?
He lost his passport. He lost everything. Everything but his passport, I think. Like everything. Yeah. And then. But he's such a good wrestler. Like, you can't deny that. So, yeah, himbo.
Okay.
Most impressive himbo ever.
Okay, Jay White. You know, I'll just say I can finally breathe with the switchblade.
Ooh.
Okay. Skyrocket. Oh no. My word is Nakamura, because we already got him as like crazy popular super heel, but I think it's time to skyrocket. Oh my god, shit, wait now, wait, I just remembered something.
He used to wear Nakamura.
Trade, yeah. Jay White back to Chaos. Will Ospreay goes to Bullet Club. Putang ina.
It's gonna happen.
That's a weird.
I think it's possible. You know why?
Go.
Jay White is really close friends with Sina Okada and Rocky Romero in real life. Puede yun. Don't forget the photo. Don't forget the photo on Okada's IG 2 years ago when they did the jump shot on the beach. Everyone thought that was Trent. That was Jay White. I'm telling you, we're gonna get a trade between Ospreay and Jay White going back to Chaos. But instead of he'll still be Switchblade, but a good guy Switchblade. Anyway, Dervin ABL na ano na interrupt ko kaya. Sorry.
No, do it.
Sorry.
ABL, for your
I kind of have the same for Jay White. I feel like. Face turn. That's the word. That's the phrase I can give him. Because I think that's where he's going. He looks like he's so prepped to become a big superstar. He even has the Superman elbow from Nakamura. He kind of took it from him. So I'm like, yo, science. Guys.
It was in Nakamura's hair before.
Yeah. Science, guys.
Oh yeah, the Nakamura. Oh my god, yung sa power struggle. Oh my god. Yeah. Anyway, all right, after Jay White.
Oh, last guy. Tetsuya Naito. Okay, I'll just say this. Spoiler for the next segment. Spoiler for the next segment. MVP. Tetsuya Naito. That's it. That's the drop for Naito. So Steven.
Same.
MVP. ABL, Derb, any?
Deserving of the double gold.
My god.
All right.
Go, I have Derv has to go last because Naito's my guy.
Let's go. Let's go.
Best champion since Okada's V12.
No! Okay. I am not in the mood to get into a debate today. About
it's okay. We're splitting this episode into two parts anyway. You've got time.
So I do. Oh my God. That's for a separate discussion. But no. I will not accept
that. I didn't get my answer kasi with Jay White. So I want to have fun with Abel because his favorite wrestler is Omega. What I was supposed to say with Jay White is best leader since David.
Shit. Really? Yeah. True.
You can say that.
Well, he kind of did like bring to get everyone together back. I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Okay.
But it's going to implode again, so.
BC Civil War.
As is tradition.
I don't know. I lost count.
Podcasting is growing very quickly, not just in the Philippines, but also worldwide. There's a whole lot of voices out there, and we as podcasters need to stay informed in order to stay relevant. The best way to do that is with data, and the best way to get it all in one place is Podmetrics, your one-stop shop for all your podcast data needs. Podmetrics aggregates data from Anchor, Spotify, Chartable, Facebook Live, and YouTube in order to show you the real picture of how your show is doing. And when you know your show, you can grow your show. The best part is it's absolutely free. Sign up now at podmetrics.co and don't forget to use the referral code GEEKYJUANS. That's Geeky, J-U-A-N-S. Podmetrics, the only analytics you'll ever need for your podcast.